Someone asked me if they have to use the same mohel for their second son. And the truth is, this is actually a machlokes rishonim. It's a debate amongst the rishonim. The Gemara doesn't take a view one way or the other. There's a tshuva by the Maharik in Siman Ayin Vav that brings a proof from Maseches Gittin Daf Lamed that if you have someone who's called Makire Kahuna, let's say you have a Kohen associate that you give all your Truma and Maaser to. So the Gemara there says that the Kohen acquires it even without a formal kinyan. Because since you typically give him your Rogel Loseis Truma Maaser, that's the way Rashi explains it. You typically give him Truma Maaser, he is essentially automatically entitled to it. And the Lashon, according to Rashi, is Kaven de Milsa de Pshita Hu de Ledit Hu Yahiv. And since it's a Davar Pashit, it's an obvious thing that they're going to give it to him, they're going to give it to them, to these associates. Aschu Lahu Shar Kohanim Datayo Vahave Kaman Asuli Dayo Dahani. Then the other Kohanim sort of say, we're obviously not interested in this, that they forego any possibility of getting the Truma and the Maaser. And then it all goes to this individual, this Makire Kahuna. And the Maharim Rutenberg says the same thing applies to Nesinas Mitzvah de Mohel u'Baal Bris. This also applies to the giving a mitzvah of being a Mohel or a Baal Bris. And the Marik writes, Mi de Medamen Nesinas Mitzvah sa Mohel, de Mohel, lahi, de Muki ba Makire Kahuna, Mashma de Chi Heche, de Asher Lachzboli in Truma Maaser. So the Marik says that just like when it comes to the Makire Kahuna, that once you establish that he is your associate, give him all the Truma Maaseros, you can't not give him the Truma Maaser anymore. So too, when it comes to the mitzvah of being a mohel, once the mohel is rogil lamu banav, once the mohel typically circumcises your sons, so then he is entitled to be the mohel for your next son. So the question is, what does rogil mean? It's not 100% clear how many sons need to be circumcised by the mohel for the mohel to be considered rogil by you. In any case, Yam Shel Shlomo the Marshal and Bava Kama Periches Siman Samach, among others, follows the view of the Maharik. But the truth is, there's another opinion. This is the opinion of the Maharik, but the Rosh in a tshuva Klal Yud Beis Siman Beis states that to Davar Pashut, says the Rosh, Ein Lo Kiyum, that we only establish that the agreement to have someone be your mohel is only established, only effective, Elabit Kiyas Kafu, Bakalas Az Kofinos, unless there was a handshake or some kind of acceptance, formal acceptance, then you would force the father to use the mohel again. But the Rosh believes there's no automatic right for that the mohel had, just like the Makire Kahuna have. So how do we paskin? So the Rama in Yerodeah Simon Reish Samach Dal Seif Aleph writes, Ve'yesh la'adam lachzor lahadir achar mohel b'al bris hayoser tov v'tzadik. You should look for a mohel and a b'al bris who is good and righteous. If you gave the right to one person, also lachzbol, you can't retract. So the Rama does not cite the position of the Maharik. It seems that the Rama, and by the way, neither does the Shulchan Aruch mention the Maharik. Maharik is Ashkenazic Rishon, but the Rama does not mention the Maharik. He supports the position of the Rosh. There is some discussion. There are different customs in different communities. I was told that Rav Aaron Soloveitchik did insist that if someone was a mohel for the first son, so you should select the mohel for the second son unless there was a compelling reason otherwise. I spoke to Rabbi Willig, and Rabbi Willig told me that we can follow the Rosh, we don't have to follow the Maharik. And he said there is no necessarily a custom that once you appoint a mohel for your first son, therefore you have to appointed for a second son. So it seems that there are different customs out there. It's a machlokas rishonim. It seems the Rama does not follow the position of the Maharik.